where I'd take two.
Not only should you hit record on the hit no, start
just,
on the timer.
We just love doing it so much. Let's just do it again. Go.
Are you recording? See, it's because I didn't ask you.
Yeah, right? You're like, yeah, stupid.
It's my fault. Take two. Today's 12-minute talk. It's again.
Wade's ranch rifle.
My ranch rifle. Also, I was thinking about this. You know what? I'm glad we're doing this again. If I had to choose a shit hits the fan rifle. I know that's what all these YouTubers like to. Shit hit the fan rifle. Do, do, do. If I had to choose one, it'd probably be this one.
Oh, God.
Now.
K-Boomer.
It's. My first pick would be the 14.56R, clearly. But, you know, thinking about these shit hit the fan scenarios, I feel like I could probably wrangle up some 5.56 or 2.23 more than faster than I could 6R.
What is the Itawaki, the end of the world as we know it?
YouTubers are so cringe, especially your people.
I don't have any people. I'm a monolith. I'm by myself.
Before we get going, be sure and check out allymunitions.com if you want to help support the podcast. Or if you're Midland, go buy Ally Outdoors. Anyways, let's get to it. So, let's talk about the build here. Upper and lower arrow precision. Now, this is a complete junk drawer build. As I go through the list of smorgasbord of some questionable parts, probably. Go through it. It's a total junk drawer build. I think the only thing I actually like purposely bought was the upper. The lower is actually a test lower where we were first learning how to laser engrave. So if you were to look closely on this offside here, it's like it's laser engraved with all kinds of failed test laser engravings. Oh, excuse me. And again, I did match the upper and lower. I actually bought the upper because I had an arrow lower. So inside, we have a CMC. It's not CNC. It's CMC trigger. I don't even remember which one it was. I've had that one forever. I bought it a long time ago. Pretty light for an AR trigger, and I haven't had any issues out of this one. And I had another one that I had a few issues out of, but again, I don't remember which model it is. It's been around for a long time. Reptilia safety. I do have I believe this is an Odin's safety extension, whatever you want to call it. I have the bad lever.
Magazine extension.
Magazine extension. The Magpul bad lever. Oh, bad.
Bad.
Bad dude. I actually really enjoy it.
Think about how many of those exist in the world.
Grillions.
$20 a pop.
Exactly. The charging handle is like this single-sided situation happening here. I want to say it's a BCM. I should probably drop the magazine because it is loaded.
He's smart.
It is a BCM. It's a BCM gunfighter. Can you see that, John?
Yep.
I don't know. This is my ranch rifle or shit hit the fan rifle. It primarily goes hunting a lot, and I do kind of like the fact that it's, one side's kind of lopped off. Like, it's just less shit to get caught up shit. But anyways, Lancer 20-round magazines. For my hunting ARs, I really like the Lancer 20 rounds. Like, it's not... It's enough to do some work on pigs, which is primarily what this rifle probably gets used for. But it's not so overly long that it's getting caught up on every goddamn thing. And so staying compact and, you know, compact and lightweight is like the general purpose of this rifle. This is like a throw it in a ranch truck, throw it in a dozer with me, throw it in a skid steer with me. When I go on walkabouts, it goes with me. Like, I just kind of do everything type rifle. So keep everything as high and tight as possible, I guess, is what you'd say. I mean, there's probably different options. Like, I could probably go with a 10-round magazine and a Reptilia pistol grip that'd be even more high and tight. But Magpul pistol grip. I don't remember which one that is. This is the Magpul SLM?
K.
K stock. This is super compact stock. It's really cool. Just generic buffer tube. This is a... BCG is a bootleg bolt carrier. The gas, well, I don't remember what it's called now. I knew the last one. This is the adjustable boat carrier. Does help with the gas. So John's favorite company.
Fucker.
Makes the sand guard. And again, I don't even remember when I bought this hand guard, why I bought this hand guard. It just floated around for a long time. But for whatever reason, I guess it's just a profile. It's super lightweight and it works. It works just fine. It's a UTG. Yes, cringe, but whatever. Gunworks 6 suppressor, super compact, lightweight. That's about the only reason. And, you know, and I bought this suppressor when Gunworks first came out with the 6 and the 8 suppressors. I'm okay with the Gunworks 8, but the 6, I was not impressed with it, but I had already bought it. So I had to do something with it. So I thought, you know, it's lightweight, compact. I'll just throw it on this rifle. And that's where it lives. Like, it's not quiet by any means, which a lot of times ARs aren't, especially more compact. I think this is a... Is this a 16, John? Is this a 14.5?
Probably 16 if you use a Core 15 barrel.
And that's what, you know, I was thinking about it. I think it has to be a Core 15 barrel. So, back up, long time ago, Core 15 did this package deal on their cheap line of rifles. 16-inch generic furniture, like the most fucking basic bitch bullshit you could ever get. I want to say they're about $400 or $450 at most. And I bought one, Ninja Carl bought one, and they shot amazing, which we end up like juicing them all up. And somewhere along the lines, I think I fucked that upper up. I think I was doing some pressure testing. But anyways, long story short, the barrel's fine, but the upper I just totally fucked up. And I think that's where I end up with this barrel. And I'm sure the gas tube and the gas block are the ones that came on it. If that's not what it is, I don't remember. So, whatever. I'm pretty sure it's the Core 15 barrel because this rifle shoots fantastic and it shoots a smorgasbord of different ammos very well. And I would just assume this is like some bare bones, simple, very inexpensive barrel, which is hilarious. But, you know, especially like nowadays, I'll buy proof barrels and all kinds of shit. And anyways, I believe it's a barrel that came out of Core 15. Getting into the light. Now, we discussed on this on Take One. This is a Crimson Trace. I don't remember what it's called. And this is a sample set of one. I haven't tested multiples of these. I got this because I seen it and wanted to test it. About $250, somewhere around there. It's a light laser combo. It is like aluminum housing. But I will say this again. Take it with a grain of salt. Sample size of one. Very happy with the purchase. Like, I originally just got it to test because, like, we have a certain demographic of customers in the store who want a light and laser. You know what I'm talking about. I originally got this to test it to fit that niche, but it ended up being so good, I just left it on this rifle. Like, it's great. Like, it's, again, it's the light is better than some of my $400 and $500 lights, and I think you know what brand I'm talking about. The laser's fantastic. It stays zero. I have zero complaints, but again, sample size of one. I don't even know if they still make this. I got it to test, and then I just left it on. Like, it's been on here for over a year now, or close to a year. Well, January, February, a year. But anyways, again, fantastic. This one. So, moving into the bottom of the handguard and why I set it up this way. The MVG foregrip, is that what you call it? M-Lock foregrip from Magpul, obviously Magpul. Area 419, short Arca rail section here, and a Picatinny rail section. Now, the reason why I set up this way is I wanted to be able to run my Magpul bipod if I wanted to, or clamp this bad boy onto tripod because I can also take my RH25 from IRA and clip it in front of this fixed 5X optic, which is actually still pretty good combo for like a clip-on style combo. I mean, about as good as it gets. I mean, but anyways, moving on to the optic. And so this rifle is also like a test rifle for testing lots of LPVOs and red dots. Like, if I want to see a durability test, because this thing gets just road hard, put it wet, that gets put on this rifle, but I'll, as soon as I'm done like testing or whatever, decide where I'm gonna whether I'm gonna keep that optic or whatever. Nowadays, I just go right back to the, this is a Vortex Spitfire 5X. Now, for a long time, I rode a 1-6 Leopold with an offset red dot, which is great. Like, it, you know, makes a great truck gun slash do-it-all rifle slash in-the-thick-country predator hunting rifle. But when I seen how lightweight and good this combo worked out for me, I just, this is what gets put back on after I've done some LPBO testing. So, you know, and I think it fits the budget of the build, the Spitfire, because it's like, what, $300-$400?
Pretty cheap.
You know, they're not ACOG price. And, you know, the glass clarity itself isn't ACOG, obviously. You're talking about a pretty massive price difference, but the feature set, I like these way more than I do ACOG. I like the eye relief is slightly better on this one than a comparable ACOG in the, I said it will ago.
Prism? What?
Basically, what do they call it when you get behind it, get behind the scope? Eye relief. Eyebox. Eyebox seems a little bit more generous on this than I say ACOG. And I really like the fact that you can, on the Spitfire 3X, you don't have the option to mount a red dot directly to the top, but the Spitfire 5X, you do. Now, currently, this has the Gen 2 Venom, or it might be Gen 3, I don't remember, the better one. But I was talking to the Vortex guy the other day, and he said a Defender would mount up on top of the 5X. So I'm going to be changing that out here pretty soon, because it's pretty easy to tell, like, the Defender's a much better red dot than the Venom. Although, this Gen 2 Venom, I've already beat the living piss out of it. It's still working fine. It does have a good automatic shutoff, so it's not burning through batteries like the Gen 1 Venoms would. All in all, like, I really like this setup as far as, like, I have my... It's even more annoying the second time around. I really like this setup. Like, I can do most anything I want to, having a fixed 5X. Or red dot. Like, so it's super compact, lightweight. I really like it. Magpul RS1 sling. Is that right? Does that sound right? Sure. Shit hit the fan. Ranch rifle. I prefer to call it ranch rifle. And it's been rattle canned like 4 million times. It changes colors with the seasons, John. And right now it needs to go more tan, but whatever. Anyways, that pretty much wrapped this one up. Hopefully we recorded this time.
It's recorded.
And we'll see you guys next time.